It is a busy week in Parliament with a strong focus on oversight, holding the executive to account through questions and answer sessions, and the Speaker of the National Assembly also leading a multi-party delegation to a regional legislature gathering to foster regional cooperation and integration through legislative reform. The Speaker of the National Assembly, Meto Godidiza, is scheduled to deliver the keynote address at the Joint Standing Committee meetings of the SADC Parliamentary Forum in Kempton Park. The meetings, which start today, are held in preparation for the forum's 58th plenary assembly, which South Africa will host in November this year in Durban. The meetings take place under the theme Enhancing the Role of Parliamentarians in Promoting SADC Protocols. Back on the parliamentary precincts in Cape Town, the chairpersons belonging to the Parliament Social Services Cluster Oversight Committees will brief the media on Monday on various oversight priorities in the basic and higher education sectors. The briefing is part of the 7th Parliament's Committee Cluster Media Engagement and will be held under the theme Ensuring Open Access and Provision of Quality Social Services to the People. The Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, will deliver a statement on Tuesday in the National Assembly on efforts to fight tuberculosis and revive Parliament's TB caucus. Several portfolio committees in the National Assembly will also table their budgetary review and recommendation reports that assess and make recommendations on how public funds are used and how departments perform. Also on Tuesday, ministers in the economic cluster will answer questions in the National Council of Provinces during an oral question and answer session, which is key part of Parliament's oversight role on how the executive conduct its business. On Wednesday, ministers in the governance cluster will also respond during question and answer session in the National Assembly. On Thursday, the Deputy President of the Republic, Mr. Paul Mashatile, will answer questions in the National Assembly, while ministers of Finance and Tourism will answer members' questions in the National Council of Provinces. On Friday, two virtual mini-plenary sessions will debate four issues of national importance, including crisis in the gambling industry, building capacity for township economies, the urgent need to reform public procurement laws, and the review of visa regulations to align with Western states' visa regulations. There are over 40 committee meetings that are scheduled for this week.